With mainline religious congregations dwindling across America, churches have been getting creative when it comes to attracting new members. NPR's John Burnett visited a couple of Christian congregations mixing talk of salvation and everlasting life with really good beer.
Well, hello, all friends. How are you? The gospel lesson today is from Luke 14, 1.
Leah Stanfield stands at a microphone across the room from the beer taps and reads this evening's gospel message.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was carefully watched.
She's a 28-year-old leasing agent who's been coming to Church in a Pub here in Fort Worth, Texas for a year, and she occasionally leads worship.
I find the love, I find the support, I find the non-judgmental eyes when I come here, and I find friends that love God, love craft beer.
Every Sunday evening, 30 to 40 people gather at Zio Carlo Brew Pub to order pizza and pints of beer, to have fellowship and church, including communion.
He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to all of them, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body."
That's Pastor Philip Hines. His Calvary Lutheran Church sponsors Church in a Pub, whose formal name is the Greek word Kyrie. Some patrons are understandably confused. They come in for a brew, and there's a religious service going on in their bar. They expected trivia night, and they get the Holy Eucharist. Les Bennett is bartender.
I tell them, I'm like, it's a church service, and they're like, in a pub. And I'm like, yeah. Some of them stick around for trivia. Some of them, you know, kind of take off. Some of them will hang out and have another pint or two.
That's one of the objectives. A guy sits at the bar nursing a beer. He overhears the Gospel of Luke. He sees people line up to take bread and wine. He gets curious. Philip Hines says Pub Church has now become an official, if edgy, Lutheran mission.
I'm not interested, frankly, in making more church members. I'm interested in having people have significant relationships around Jesus, and if it turns out to be craft, we are fine.
For most of the folks who attend regularly, this is their Sunday night congregation. Church leaders, initially skeptical, are now paying attention. Last month, the Regional Council of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America named Church in a Pub a synodically authorized worshiping community. Next year, it will call a young pastor to expand the idea to other taverns around Dallas-Fort Worth. Again, Reverend Philip Hines.
I think the institutional church now is getting on board because there's a lot of anxiety, frankly, about the church's decline, and they are trying to think outside of that institutional box.
Let's leave the Fort Worth Brew Pub and rocket to downtown Portland, Oregon, to the stately old First Christian Church. One Saturday night a month, they open the parish hall for an event called Beer and Hymns. There must be 100 people here tonight, most of them young, the kind you rarely see in church on Sunday morning. They're swigging homemade stout from plastic cups with a 2-beer limit. They're singing traditional hymns from a projection screen, like Be Thou My Vision, and they're having way too much fun. Like the crowd at Church in a Pub, a lot of folks at Beer and Hymns appear to be refugees from traditional churches. Between hymns, people can stand up and say anything they want. Jolie Schimpert, a transgender person who's studying humanities at Portland State University, steps up to the mic. Schimpert was raised in a strict church that taught that animals don't have souls, only people do. But Schimpert's beloved dog, Gunner, has just died.
I want to sing this song in defiance of that, because Gunner is my friend, and he has emotions and a personality and a relationship with him that's as real as any relationship that I have with any human being.
The Christian Church Disciples of Christ, a small mainline Protestant denomination, has experienced a steep drop in membership in recent decades. Beer and Hymns is one attempt to attract new people in this hip, beer-loving city while keeping a safe distance away from stained glass windows. Rodney Page is optimistic. The 78-year-old Disciple of Christ is a longtime member of this church and a Beer and Hymns convert.
I know that initially there were some people who had some trepidation. This church has had a history in the background of being anti-alcohol. So it took some convincing for some people. But eventually, people went ahead with it, and it's been a great success.
No one is is suggesting that beer and hymns, or church in a pub, or any of the dozens of other beer and church events that are popping up around the country, are permanent. They are transitional experiments. Amy Pyatt is senior pastor at First Christian Church Portland. She's a sixth-generation disciple of Christ and the originator of beer and hymns. She says in this postmodern age, what it means to attend church is changing.
It's probably, in the very near future, not going to be at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning wearing your best shoes and tie or dress. It's going to be something different. And what that is, we are still finding out. We're still learning together. But it's still holy. God is still there. And that's what's most important.
God's truth abideth still.
To doubters, the Beer and God crowd has this pop quiz. What was the first miracle Jesus performed? Turning water into wine. John Burnett, NPR News.